The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
So many people are caught up in this manner of thinking that is so convoluted and so opposite from the way the Lord wants us to think.
Next, church leader Jim Hilton reveals God's greater plan of kingdom living.
How much does it take to have enough? The provision thing, the fear of our economy may go down the tube, and where will that take me?
Living in God's economy, next.
I am holding in my book The Supernatural Skyline, Where Heaven Touches Earth, written by a friend of ours, Jim Hilton. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have Jim back with us. If you look, this is how, when a book really grabs me, I try to highlight it in a way that I can come back to it. And I've underlined a lot and I've highlighted a lot because it just leaps off the page. And Jim is here, and we're talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, not as a place to go. There is that kingdom, which is eternal. Mm-hmm. But there is the presence of God in fullness, in power, living in us as the children of God. And it's really important for you to understand that, and it's really important that you understand He wants every one of you listening to us right now as a couple watching life today. He wants you to have life today. He wants you to have a relationship with Him as Father. And Jesus is King in us. This is not a kingdom that He sets up on earth. It's not the politics of men. It's God's government in the lives of men, and men who have understanding of the times, understanding of laws that are as sound and as solid as any law of gravity, aerodynamics, or any scientific law, which is in total harmony with the truth of God. His word, His truth, His kingdom is that solid. His government in the lives of individuals is that solid. And when the light of that kingdom and the life of that kingdom and the expression of that kingdom and the Father is revealed in the family, it impacts everything on planet Earth. We've been too busy covering it up. Betty, we've got it under all different kinds of coverings. Jesus said, don't take this light and put it under a covering. Don't do that. I don't care what you name it. I don't care if it's a partisanship in a political party. I don't care if it's a heritage or race that you have. You can appreciate it, but don't be covered by it. It'll separate you from the Father's will and the revelation of His will. Don't be covered by a sectarian or a denominational covering. Don't be covered by Catholicism or Protestantism or Baptist or Charismatic or Pentecost. You can be all of those. But don't let that be your covering that separates you from God and hides the light of God from people seeing it revealed in the family. And this is precisely what Jim has so beautifully shared. And it's been everybody on earth that's really in the will of God is building and applying the truth to building His kingdom. If you're not doing that, you're working against God. You're building something else that will be shaken. Well, Jim Hilton is with us. Welcome, Jim, back. Jim, I just get excited about what you've been sharing. Jim, I want to read some of these statements that you made about the kingdom right here. And really, I got to be honest with you, I found incredible encouragement. You said there's some basic realities that need to be remembered, referring to the kingdom. There is only room for one king to reign at a time. Our crowns must be placed at His feet daily. Though we reign as joint heirs, and the Scripture teaches we're joint heirs, we never rule as joint Lord. He is Lord of Lords. There are no quick cures to guarantee success in the kingdom of King Jesus. Instead, a childlike heart and a lifetime of growing in grace awaits us. I've commented many times, I'm 67. All right, I feel like I want to live as clay yielded, soft clay, in the hand of a mighty God, but I also want to live with a childlike heart. I want to be teachable. I want to be pliable. Is that the desire of your heart, or do you think you've arrived? Please don't live there because you'll not be shaped. I won't be shaped. We'll become rigid. And that's not good because then there's usually the breaking, crushing that sometimes can be so painful. Listen to this statement. Those who win in the kingdom are willing to lose. You lose it all to find it. You lose your life in His purpose, and that's where you find it. They will lose all and count it a waste as waste. All the world offers, Paul said, is rubbish, junk. He said, dung. It's trash compared to the excellency of the knowledge of God. No defense is needed because the willingness to lose is the means by which you win if you're walking in kingdom light. Those who rule in this kingdom are those who serve most. The servant is greatest. You're serving others. Towels for washing feet as a servant is standard equipment. Always look for a way you can bless someone else. You want to be blessed in life? Live to bless. Live to release the river. You will be a watered garden. You want your prayers answered? Seek every day to be an answer to someone's prayer. Live to be an answer to someone's prayer. You'll find God answering your prayers quickly. Read Isaiah 58. This really did touch me. This was an encouragement to me personally, Jim. Mm-hmm. The strength of the leaders in the kingdom may be best judged by how much they cry. I cry so much, I'm a mess. I mean, I'm a total mess. They cry as Jesus did. And this is what you really need to see this. They weep as Jesus did over cities that need to come to a safe shelter. They cry as Jesus did for others and with others. And the last point you made here, it's just all so good. The weapons that are mighty through God are gifts on deposit from God. These gifts are standard issue for destroying the works of the devil. Gifts lift up Jesus so that others may see the incomparable one we are seeing. They'll see Him in us. This is fabulous.
You know, as I was writing that, James, and I sat at my computer, many times the presence of the Lord would come, and I would sit there typing, weeping, thinking about His heart for every individual. So many people are caught up in this manner of thinking that is so convoluted and so opposite from the way the Lord wants us to think. The greatest mind that we have ever known on this earth was in Jesus Christ. And this mind is to be in us. We're to think like sons and daughters of the Lord. And we're to understand how God has secured us and that we're not orphans with fear, but we're sons and daughters full of love, receiving the love.
Absolutely.
And God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us the spirit of love and power and a sound mind.
Absolutely.
And how in the world we ever settle for something so tawdry as this idea of being afraid or being intimidated. I was in a home, Jane and I were in a home a few Sunday nights ago, just an incredible home group, and our friend Byron, Brian Hook, who leads this group, is also the Vision 360 leader of this area, the church planting expression, and it's out of one of the churches in the region. And since we're not giving time to the church where I pastored, I'm not going to call the name of churches because God loves them all, right?
Right.
So we were in this home, and I went from an engagement I was having in conversation over to the kitchen, and this little girl, who was probably 3 or 4 years of age, came up and looked up into my face, and she took my hands and she said, "I want to tell you who I am," and she gave me her name. And as soon as she stepped aside, here came another one of the children, until all five of these wonderful children came. I've never experienced anything like this, and I've traveled all over the world and been with people in many cultures and where the families are honored. But here's what I heard. The father said, "This is the way I want all my children to be, so that they're totally at ease with who they are."
Mm-hmm.
And they're totally at ease with this person who comes into the room, who may seem to be a person who they would not be worthy to speak to or relate to. They didn't feel that way at all. They had so much love to give away. They just couldn't keep from giving it away. Mm-hmm. And so they gave it away to me.
Yeah.
And they gave it away to Jane. And they gave it away to everybody in that room.
They knew who they were.
And when we allow the Holy Spirit of God, who fills us with love, we have to give it away. And once we discover we're sons and daughters of the living God, we discover we're givers. We're givers by nature. Mm-hmm. And the flow of this love just rushes out. So we're no longer intimidated. We're no longer concerned about provision and protection and position that I mentioned in the book.
Yep.
Because the fear of, will I get enough? How much does it take to have enough? The provision thing, the fear of our economy may go down the tube, and where will that take me? And no one needs to think that way. Mm-hmm. Who belongs to the Lord and are an heir of God and joint heir with Christ. And the idea then that we have it, now we've got to start protecting and build our arsenal so we can keep everybody away from us, is totally foreign. Because the angels of God have been assigned to us. And the Secret Service agents of God are around our houses and around our cars and where we go. We're protected. Mm-hmm. And the position that people, if I could get some sort of claim
some
to fame.
Recognition.
And all of a sudden, all that simply disappears.
Not important.
It disappears because of His presence.
Can I tell you what's important to me? And I mean this, and this has to be kingdom life. I just want somebody to love. I'd like to be loved. Mm-hmm. You know, because every one of us have that desire. But if we'll understand the Father loves us, we'll begin to recognize it. But the beautiful thing is when you recognize His love in us, you just want to share it. You look for somebody to love. And as you give love, as you give care, as you give these things, it comes back. It's just amazing. You can't stop it. It's like a flow of the blessing of God on those who bless because they know they're blessed. It's just like the reciprocation of the blessing of God can't be stopped. It's like the farmer and latter rains. It's like I make up to you everything that the locust ever ate. I bless you and I bless others. It's just incredible flow.
Exactly. And the fact that we understand how much He loves us.
Absolutely.
And so we're absolutely immersed, really.
Totally.
In His love. And so as a result, all this fear is just, it's swept aside, it's gone. And there He is. And this is how the kingdom functions. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy.
Not religious
in
pretense,
the Holy
it's
Spirit.
His righteousness.
Yes.
You know, Betty and I have been spending time together in prayer. We've done this for a long time, but we've been really a lot of awareness of this kingdom reality has seemingly brought an even greater presence, as I talk about it, in the present, which is kingdom, the presence in the present. You don't wait, you know, thy will be done in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is now. That means now is a possibility. But Betty, she's just, God puts things on your heart. And I'm so proud of you. You got this little iPad. I got me one. You'll actually see me. She may have to help me turn it on. I know she'll have to help me turn it off. But she's been writing down thoughts or scriptures.
Well, I do start here. But it helps me, James, in my walk with the Lord, to be able to write down my thoughts. And I love my iPad. I'm able to do that on some things. And that's not to negate having the kind of notebook you have to write. I do that too. But I just happen to have
a journal.
But one scripture that has really, in some of the challenges and battles we've been in the last couple of years, has really become precious to my heart. All of God's Word is a treasure, hon, and it is a beauty to behold when He imprints it in your heart. Mm-hmm. But Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 14, it just really speaks to my heart. He says, "When I," and this is from the New Living Testament, mm-hmm. "when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in our hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down deep down into God's love and keep you strong. Mm-hmm. And you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should." This gets me. How wide, how long, how high, how deep His love is. Mm-hmm. "May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
Amen. That, you like
to me,
God?
That says it all.
And interestingly, that passage is in the closing pages of the book, along with other powerful passages of kingdom power and revelation. Jim, I thank you for blessing my life. We just passed each other, and Jim just simply said, "You know, it's occurred to me that asking God for revival is like asking for a bailout." You see, our nation is not going to live healthy on bailouts. Yes, charity will enable us to be one another's helper and care. But this incredible manner in which we're taking, distributing, building resentment, building more walls, the kingdom can tear down all these walls that divide us. Mm-hmm. God's love and life in us. Listen, the government of God affecting all government, beginning in the individual becoming responsible. Quit shouting out. Speak out for your rights. How about speak out for responsibility and for being responsible, and begin by being responsible? And yes, by noticing others. And let's find out how we can help people literally begin to walk in a whole new way, because we've released the power of God's kingdom through us, manifest through us on this earth. It's God's will. And I thank you, Jim Hilton, for blessing me. Would you just join us telling him a big thank you? What a blessing. Jim, thank you. And I just want all of you to know how excited we are about what God's doing. Jim, I'm excited about what God's doing in and through you. Betty, thank you for being such an incredible source of inspiration and blessing to me. I want to ask all of you, and you know, I'll never apologize for asking you to continually release the love of God. And I really do believe this. If you've never just said, "You know what? I'm going to very purposely make a difference in somebody's life," mm-hmm. you'll find a difference being made in your life when mm-hmm. you start making a difference in the lives of others. See, if you really let Him make the difference, you will make a difference. And that's what He does as King, Lord Jesus. Would you look at a need right now? Little children trapped in the sex trafficking? Horrible. We can get them out. We together. We really can. Would you help us rescue lives? Watch closely.
Children are robbed of their innocence. They are abused for profit. They're exploited to satisfy someone's greed and lust.
This little girl was trafficked at a year old. There are beggar slaves, labor slaves, sex slaves, kids as little young as 6 months old that are being used.
And so imagine a child being raped 4 or 5 times a day, every single day.
And there are millions of children just like this that are waiting to be rescued, that are crying out to be rescued. We cannot turn our back. We can't turn our head and say it's not happening in our generation. It's real.
every day. We care about this horrible, evil situation these children are faced with. And every day, we need to be doing something.
We'll never stop till everybody's free.
That precious missionary that you saw, Carol, holding that little girl, and just the buildings you could see there in the background, that's the Life Center, House of Destiny in Thailand that you built. People like you all over the world who did your part. Carol, if you remember, worked in the entertainment community providing generator power, she and her husband, for Hollywood, on their sets in movies. She sold a diamond ring. I think it was a 5 or 6 carat diamond ring. They sold everything they had and moved to Thailand to just start rescuing children, rented housing, whatever they could get. And they've never come home. And we found them. I didn't know. I'd preached in California, and some of the things I said had impacted them. And we basically found them in the midst of pain. And we said to you, we said to our viewers, would you help this missionary couple and others like them? And let's rescue these children before they get trapped. Go out into the villages where parents in desperation, so poor, they'll sell a little child for money or sometimes for a radio or television. And they'll tell them the child's going to go, we're going to put them in school in town. But they don't. And they get them addicted, and they make slaves of them. Well, we rescue them there. We rescue them when we find them in the city, find them wandering, wherever it is. Places in India, Cambodia, Thailand. And it takes $128. That's what the cost is to rescue one of those children. $1,280, we can rescue 10. The only limit we have on rescuing thousands of children, and we've already specifically targeted over 5,000, nearly 6,000 in areas we know of. And we said, okay, God, give us the money to get those. But I'm going to tell you, the only limit is where we don't release the love. In other words, could you help 10 or more, help rescue our one child for a gift of $128? Betty, I can't imagine anyone that has any ability to help not doing something to rescue these children.
I know your heart's been touched as you've watched. These are babies we're watching. They are perishing through abuse, neglect, mistreatment, and everything unimaginable that we could think of. Please help us with them. Please make a difference in their lives. Give them some hope. They have nowhere to go unless we reach out to them. Please join with us.
You know, when Carol and others like Carol and her husband and these missionaries, when what they were doing reached us and we saw the need, I honestly wondered if we could even share it with our viewers and you not just be so repulsed by the horrible acts that you would just turn away. And I got to reach out and put arms of love around you and say thank you. You inspired us. You inspired Carol and her husband to know we paid the right price. People are not going to leave us here empty-handed. They're going to enable us. And that's what the missionaries have found. That's what you've said. We'll do it, James. Would you dial that number right now? Would you take your bank card and use it like a check? Help us rescue 10 children if you can. Help us rescue a child. Whatever you can do. By the way, no gift is too small because it's going to go to help give life. Would you make that call right now or go online, lifetoday.org? We have some special gifts that we want to send you to bless you. We're going to be sending you the butterfly effect, which is really the significance of one beautiful, beautiful gift book, Jim Hilton's book, The Supernatural Skyline. We want you to have it this week. And we have a beautiful bronze that just shows the Father's love. Incredible collectible. Thank God for these artists who want to bless you as you bless others. But would you go to the phone or go online? Would you make the gift God puts on your heart? Thank you so much for doing it.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out. And we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture that demonstrates God's fatherly love for us as His children. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
Human trafficking is a sin against humanity. You know, they are saying that 2 million young girls will go missing this year. And I actually had a hard time believing that until I came here and I heard consistently the stories of girls that nobody have records of. As painful as the image and the scenes you have seen today, they were actually filtered. I want you to be generous. I want you to go to your phones, go online. I want you to give. We can't do it without you. We can't do it without your commitment. We can't do it without your prayers. Thank you for partnering for Rescue Life.
If there's any way that you could help us rescue 10 children and make that special gift, we want to send you the beautiful, beautiful bronze that I think is just a true expression of the Father's heart reaching out and getting down on the level we're on. Thank you for helping us. We'll be sending you Jim Hilton's book. If you help us in any way to rescue children, The Supernatural Skyline, it's awesome, and The Butterfly Effect. Thank you for watching, Jim. Thank you so much for being with us. All of you, thank you for being here. I hope you'll encourage your friends to watch Life Today. Let's be the family of God. Let people see the Father.
Next week, best-selling author Eric Metaxas reveals the captivating story of a humble man of God who faced the greatest evil of the 20th century. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.